right, today we're talking to well-known humorist, author, and comedian. She's known for her clever observational humor and her spontaneous wit. Who could we be talking to? It's Paula Poundstone. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, you're sitting in a hotel room right now in Virginia Beach, right?
No, Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, Richmond, Virginia. But you're going to be in Delaware soon. You've got a show scheduled for March the 6th, I believe, at the Grand Opera House. Tell me all about that show. What can we expect?
Let's see. I talk about raising a house full of kids and animals sometimes. I talk about trying to pay attention to the news well enough to cast a halfway decent vote without having a breakdown sometimes. My favorite part of the night is just plain talking to the audience. I do the time-honored, where are you from, what do you do for a living? And in this way, what happens is sort of little biographies of audience members emerge, and I use those conversations from which to set my sails. And so the truth is, I never know exactly what I'm going to say. I've been doing this for, I think, 41 years now, and so somewhere in my head is rattling around 41 years of material, and there are times that I reach for that, and there are probably on a good night, and I like to think some, about a third of the night is unique just to that night.
What makes you keep going?
Well, I, like anyone else, have to pay my rent, for one thing. But the other thing is I have the greatest job in the entire world. You know, I get to stand in front of a group of people who've come out to laugh for the night and say things that I think are funny. And it's really science. You know, I get the happy chemicals in my head in the same way that the audience does. The difference is I do it every week.
You're so funny. You've been doing this for so long. You said 41 years. You know, we've got a presidential election coming up. Does any of what's happening in the election process enter into your shows in the next few months? Will any of it enter into the show? Will you talk about any of the candidates when you come to Delaware?
Yeah. You know, I'm obsessed with the whole thing. I have to restrain myself not to talk about it more because...
Obsessed in a good way. A bad way. No.
I think that I have a theory that Trump has an investment in digestive medications. And that's part of what motivates him. Because, no, I think it's making me ill, honestly. I watch a lot of news. I watch the News Hour most nights on PBS because I feel like it's, well, A, it's an hour. You know, that right there is a healthier choice. It's an hour, and then they're done. And it's not all about Trump. It's about various things, but it's about issues around the world. Whereas a lot of times during the day, I watch MSNBC, and it's not quite 24 hours, but near. And it's almost 24 hours of stay with us, stay with us. Stay with us. We're going to tell you what you want to hear any second now. Stay with us.
Paula,
and
this is not your first appearance in Delaware, right?
No. Why do you say that?
When were you here last? How many years has it been? Has it been a number of years?
Probably a couple.
Why do you like the Delaware audience? What makes them special?
Here's part of the joy of having done my job for 41 years, is that I'm generally playing to, and the fact that I work theaters. I don't work, I don't work in clubs where people go in and they didn't know who they were going to see. So I'm working to a crowd of people that largely, I mean, I love it when there's people that never saw me before, but that are largely there to see me. It's hard not to love that. And so for the most part, I mean, I'm not going to tell you that every single thing I say goes over to a wildly receptive crowd. But for the most part, it's like we've done really successful computer dating. We're pretty well suited to one another. And so that part's nice. You know, the truth is, I don't remember the places that I've been very well because I've been doing it for so long and it all rolls together a little bit after a while.